State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The school of Tupac, I'm a rival. You don't want to what?
Yeah, with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believed in the American process, all of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Tesla Figaro, straight shot, no chase, live on Twitter audio. If you can do me a favor, I want to make sure the volume, you can hear me well. Can somebody put a 100, a thumbs up, a love, a heart, something to let me know that you can hear me well as I do a quick recap on what I talked about today on Fox Business. So just waiting to get some love from you guys in the building. Thank you so much. I see you. Shout out to Marcellus in the building. Thank you so much. We won't be long. This will be an episode that you can catch again on Straight Shot No Chaser, the podcast that is on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I want to take a couple of your calls here in a moment. But I wanted to go over what I talked about today on Fox Business, Barney and Company. I was asked, as I've done probably about, I've been on Fox three times in the last couple of days. Things were moving really, really fast. And I was asked to come on Barney and Company to talk about the Black vote, Joe Biden losing Black votes, and to talk about reparations. And I made the error because they changed my hit time two or three times. That's what they call a hit time. And I just want to give you guys all the background. They changed my hit time two or three times. Barney and Company, I believe it is a 3-hour show, and I had the wrong time recorded. I am so disappointed, deeply disappointed, because the segment was just off the chain and I had the wrong time recorded. So it did not go through the entire 4 hours. I am hoping that they upload it. I have asked the producers to send it to me. Just going to be quite honest with you. I don't know how much luck I will have in that because it I don't know if it went as expected, just put it that way. But I did want to let you know, just because my integrity is important, I did want to let you know what I said in that hit and how important it was to me to mention your names in that segment. So the first hit, and I'll just give you the, and I do believe they'll put something of it up, but I wanted it to be, I really hope that we can get the hit from beginning to end. So the first thing they asked was basically saying, you know, that Joe Biden is losing Black voters. There's a group that's out there that is pushing the menthol cigarettes. You guys may have heard about that. I've talked about that on Front Page News. There's a conservative group that is pushing that to say that the menthol ban, apparently they've invested a lot of money in that. And they're saying that the menthol ban is going to be basically harmful to Black people. And they're doing that in order to shave off, you know, some of the voters and encourage them to either sit home or vote for President Trump. My position was very clear. And I said that, you know, it is really unfortunate that conservatives continue to have to find the negative things about the Democrat Party in order to sell their message. Put a 100 if you know what I'm talking about. If you believe that the Conservative Party is so good and it is such a better option, why is it that you only have to, you only depend on shaving 2 or 3 points instead of presenting what you have to the table to Black people the same way you do the Hispanic community by setting up over 30 centers in Georgia, the same way you provide services to the Hispanic community by setting up over 30 different centers in Georgia? Why are you not setting up those same centers in the Black community if you believe that conservatism is the way to go? I mentioned Sonny Johnson. I said clearly, I said, why is it that you're not working with serious Black organizers like Sonny Johnson and only highlighting the clowns? Man, I hope Naeem, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know if they're gonna put this one up because I went so raw on it, but I'm hoping and praying. It was just phenomenal because I asked the question, you know, why are you not putting the same effort into the Hispanic community, into the Black community, the same way that you're doing with the Hispanic community? And I said that I find it quite lazy and that conservatives, out of all people, should be able to pull themselves up out of bootstraps and not be lazy and just depend on angry Democratic voters in order to pull people to the other side. Now, just for those of you who are listening, I am an independent. I don't consider myself a conservative, a progressive, a Democrat, or any of those things, but I thought the question was important. Then we went into reparations. They talked about the Boston, there's a Boston, I guess, reparations committee that is asking for $15 billion. And I said, yeah, that's great for starters, because according to Sandy Darity, it should be around $14 trillion at best. And the host asked me, well, Tesla, is that buying votes? And I said, well, it's not buying votes. It's about a debt that's old. But if it is buying votes, then we stand in position ready to cut the check. So let's go ahead and buy it. Let's go ahead and start buying these votes and let's go ahead and start passing these checks out. I don't think the host was expecting me to say that as well. I think he wanted me to go into, oh, it ain't about buying votes. It's about, yeah, well, let's just say it is about buying votes and let's start with $14 trillion right out the gate. Let's go from there. Let's see if that's going to get you some votes at the table. And by the way, Democrats and Republicans, you're available. We're available for you to buy these votes via check through reparations. So we talked about that. And that is where I mentioned by name. I said, if, you know, you are serious about having this conversation, then instead of trying to shave off 2 or 3 points in South Carolina with angry Democrats, why don't you talk to candidates like Marcel Dixon, who's running in South Carolina? Why don't you talk to advocates like Tariq Nasheed? Why don't you talk to advocates like Jade Harrell? Why don't you talk to organizations like Be the Power? So I mentioned you guys by name. I know a lot of y'all may not get along with each other and folks are mad and who ain't mad and all of that. You guys know I don't get into that foolishness. The bottom line is these are the people that have been engaging with me in this conversation, at least this reparations conversation as far as Twitter is concerned over the last few years. And I wanted to make sure that I put that out there and make sure that they knew who to direct those conversations too. And I wanted to highlight Sonny Johnson like I always have since 2010. We're making sure they know that there are some serious Black conservatives and they're not the clowns that we see on television. So I'm hoping that we find that clip It really was phenomenal. He even asked, and he said, well, Teslin, didn't you work for Bernie Sanders in 2016? I said, yes, I sure did. I was the racial justice director for Bernie Sanders. And I did the same thing that I'm doing now, which is hold his feet to the fire regarding race. In fact, I said that the progressive movement was a racist movement. And he said, well, are you a socialist? And I said, absolutely not. Not only am I not a socialist, I won 2023 U.S. Department of Commerce Businesswoman of the Year. So I'm going to put down here in the chat the post that somebody said after I went, after they saw my commentary. I just put it in the Jumbotron. They found me, I guess, on Instagram and wanted to let me know, you know, felt. So it was just phenomenal. He was expecting me. And I've been on many times with Varney. Every time he gets me on, he'll say something like, well, you know, as a woman of color, and I always stop and tell him I'm not a woman of color. So we have our back and forth. I haven't been on there in quite a while. But today was really, really good. And I really hope they find it. I'm open to taking your questions on anything that you have in that regard. But I did want to make sure that I did say the names. Not because I have to, not because I owe anybody anything, just because I think it was just the right thing to do. And I want to make sure you guys are in the conversation. And most importantly, I wanted you to know that I do hear you. So although I do encourage you to start a PAC, to do your online advocacy, but also continue to do the boot work on the ground, because saying grassroots means nothing if you're not actually in the grass. And in the grass does not mean just protest. It means literally organizing in an organized way. And so I wanted you to know that although I am always challenging you for those things, I am not, your words have not fallen on deaf ears. I do hear you. And when I have an opportunity to put it out there, I will put it out there. But at no time, please don't get it twisted. Because you know how some of y'all think, I owe y'all. Why you don't say this, say that. I don't have to say anything. I chose to do that today. It made sense. It flowed in the conversation. And I hope that they're able to upload it. I tried to reach out to some folks on the back end with Fox. And hopefully we'll get that up. But no worries. They'll be asking me to come on many other times. It's just reparations is not always in the conversation. So I really am disappointed if they can't find that clip. So hopefully they will. I'm open to take your questions if you have any. A couple of things I want to give you some updates on since this is my podcast that we're recording. Tap in, you know, to the Breakfast Club. I do that every morning. Front Page News, have about 12, 15 stories a week that I can cover. Make sure you go to my Instagram and also sign up for the Front Page News Bureau. That's where we drop about 20, 25 stories. We try to do that every week, maybe 10 to 15, 20 or so of stories that we just don't have an opportunity to get on the air for reasons of time. So I'm trying to make sure we grow that division, because there's things I want to be able to get to you guys directly in your DM. So please sign up for that on my Instagram. Follow me on my Instagram, guys. I'm far more active on Instagram than I am Twitter. I do not tweet a lot. I rarely even retweet. I just like to use this audio space in order to take your calls because I like hearing from you guys. But make sure you're on my Instagram as well. Also, Tez on 10, the show on Revolt that we recorded, the 8 episodes that we recorded in July, those will be released starting in March. So I am very excited about that. Let me let you know right now out the gate for the trolls that are saying, oh, I can't believe you still connected with Diddy and all of that. I don't have nothing to do with Diddy and Diddy, whatever going on with him. He has resigned temporarily from Revolt as the chairman. In addition to that, those were recorded in July. And we're not going to just throw that good content down the toilet. It's very important content. All of my co-hosts were men, alpha men. It was very important to me that it was women and men sitting there having the conversation, in control of the conversation. Tesla, why did you say alpha? Well, because when I say alpha, I mean men of leadership. I'm not talking about sexual orientation or, you know, any of the stuff you guys are talking about, but I'm talking about men who are in position to lead. We talked about everything from the Black family. We talked about economics. We talked about the criminal justice system, several different things. I am very disappointed, and I'm just being very transparent with you guys. We were supposed to have 10 episodes. The last two, one was supposed to be focused just on reparations. The other one was supposed to be on healthcare reform. And due to, unless you've been under a rock, due to everything that's been going on with Revolt, with the unfortunate fall of Diddy or however you want to classify that, all of that's been put on pause. So we did not go back and finish those two episodes. So I am proud about the 8 that we got put out. And hopefully, you know, we can continue on with that journey. If not, you know, we did exactly what we were supposed to do, which is have an authentic conversation. I want you guys to remember this as people are dancing on Diddy's grave and, you know, all of the things that if all of those things are true, I do not condone any of those things. But I do want you to keep in mind of the hundreds of Black people that work at Revolt Television. They have nothing to do with his lifestyle and his choices that have been deeply devastated by this. I am in the media. And it's very rare when it is Black owned and edited by Black folks. And, you know, from the cameraman to the producer to the host to it all. And so it is very rare, you know, when you have that opportunity. So to see them going through that, you know, it certainly is heartbreaking to me. And also, Naheem, since I have you in here, it's so funny because I have a meeting today about the images. Remember when you was commenting on the images? You know, I'm teasing. You remember you was commenting and didn't know what you was talking about? I made sure that that they run those by me first. And I'm putting it on the record now. I'm asking for that. And hopefully they'll do that. And if they don't do that, I'll be coming right back and snitching and telling y'all I did not approve those images. So this is just another lesson on why we should be asking questions first before we make assumptions. You guys do that a lot. You know, not just you, Naheem, you know, I love you, but, you know, y'all quick to use them Twitter fingers about, oh, this, oh, that, oh, they should be doing this. Why they not doing that? You know, hurry up and rush to do a live. It's some other stuff that I'm getting ready to be a part of that I've seen you guys have did lives on. Once again, I know what the hell you're talking about, that I'm actually involved with on the back end, and we'll be cleaning it up and hopefully inviting some of you to the table. So just as a FYI, just give you some game. Sometimes we should be slow down a little bit before we just jump on live and start talking about, oh, yeah, this is for the Democrats. Oh, yeah, they doing this, they doing that. You're going to find yourself only on live. I'm not telling you to sell out. I'm not telling you to sell your soul out. What I'm telling you is just pause a minute and see who's at the table so you can possibly get at the table. Because the reality of it is most folks who really want to do the work want to be at the table. It's have a live. It's important to have a show. It's important for people to click and subscribe. But if you want to be in the room in Congress, if you want to be in the room in your state legislatures, if you want to be in the room at your city council, then that means sometimes you kind of got to down, see what's going on, get the information and fall back. And that's not selling out. That's not keeping it real. It's not showing that you're not about the business and staying in the business. No, it's just actually find out about it first. Let me see if there's a way to get involved and let me perhaps redirect that elected official because they may simply just not know. And this makes sense to you in about a few weeks ago. So I will come back to this Twitter space and remind you and say, remember, guys, when I was talking about that thing, this is what I'm talking about. So I would love to work with you more in real time, actually in the room. But that is a challenge when you guys go out and attack things right out the gate, not even knowing, you know, what the hell you're talking about. So I get it. It makes for conversation. It makes for great likes. It makes the people, oh yeah, there they go. They not this and that. But it's not getting anything accomplished. Not at all. Not at all. So, you know, about that upcoming project, I also have been working on, this is our third week. I have not put any of it out there because the quality is not where I want it to be. But another show that I've been doing called Tez, a Tap In with Tez, Naheem and Torin have been on that show with me. I'm hoping that can be another Straight Shot No Chaser. This is normally just straight commentary. Tap In with Tez is where I bring some of you guys on and have a conversation with me about all of the issues, you know, that you think are important. I'm always down to open up my space and share it. I just don't owe it to anybody. Where you get me is where you think I must get you on the Breakfast Club, or I must put you on my show, or I must do, or why she ain't putting it. Don't nobody own me. I don't have to do anything. And I'm not saying that if anybody kiss me, I'm just telling you what it is. I have a heart. I give you my heart if I can live. But I want to create the space. I have created the space. I'll continue to create the space, but I can't be bullied in any space at any time. So shout out to Torin and Naheem. And I know a lot of y'all may not like them, but some of y'all may not like, and I don't give a damn who y'all like. We've had great conversations about Black men, where Black men, their concerns on the Black vote, how things are being looked at and portrayed, and great conversations. And I expect to have more. Tomorrow I'm going to have another conversation with a girlfriend of mine named Michelle Watley, and she'll be talking about Black women and the Black vote, and if it should be all on Black women. And we're going to get into some other topics as well. So that's a weekly show. Right now, guys, though, the quality is not what I want it to be, because it will be on an app, something like this, an app where you can call in and chime in live. Right now, they're just uploading it in videos and kind of getting it together. And to be quite honest with you, I'm not proud of the product at this point. So once it's up to speed on the level of quality that I want it to be on, we'll be moving forward with that. So look out for that. So we have Straight Shot No Chaser. Make sure you subscribe to that. We have Tap In with Tez, a new show that I'm doing. We have Revolt, Tez on 10, that's coming out next month, and Every Day on The Breakfast Club, and another project that I'm working on.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
On that is on the congressional level. So very, very excited about that. I'll take a couple of your calls and then we'll move forward. Let me let you know now, if you're trolling, because you know I don't know y'all names. Y'all don't go by y'all real names. Y'all go by these different names, hot dog, pound cake, all of it. So if you're trolling, I'm going to get you on out the way. This is not, I'm not in the mood for the trolls. I am in the mood if you have any questions or anything like that, if there's something I can answer for you. Make sure you go back and listen to my podcast last week about PACs and the myths about PACs, because that's some information I want you to have as well. So I'm going to take this call. If you have anything else, I am now speaking to the commander.
Good afternoon, Tez. How you doing? Shout out to the space. Now, Tez, I don't know you that well, but I know of you. And I guess you were at Tariq Nasheed's reparations rally in D.C.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I was shocked when you came across my screen. I was watching Fox. I said, oh, damn. I know
you
her.
Yeah, I've been doing Fox. I've been on Fox for 10 years. It's nothing new. I've been on and out for 10 years. Yeah, people just, they don't watch Fox, so they don't expect to see me. But I've been doing that. It's just something. The thing about doing Fox is a lot of people don't watch it and they don't promote it. And so I've just been over there just fighting the good fight for a minute, taking all the hits without having the support and, you know, people retweeting and, you know, knowing what I do, just been doing it because it just needed to be done. So, yeah, I do on Fox. I probably do about 40 or 50 hits a year. Campaign season, I do up to 100 a year. So just in the last 72 hours, I've done 4. So okay. I'm on Fox a lot.
Like I said, I don't know you that well, but the shocking part, I didn't know you was a Democratic strategist.
Why? Let me clear that up.
Okay.
So I'm not. So this is what I say when people should ask questions. So let me tell y'all how it works in the media world, in the real media world, not what people like to think they the media. But in the real media world, I am a news of the day commentator. So stuff is very loosely put together. It's not always planned. It is, and I'm glad you saw today. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I saw the Fox thing yesterday. There was yesterday. Okay. I saw it last night. Yeah. And when I saw,
I don't think they said Democrat strategist last night. They said that today.
No, that's what it said. Cause that's what brought me up here. I was like, and I wanted to ask you about that.
They just attach a title and say whatever. I think they said political analyst last night. I don't remember, but you could be right.
Yeah.
You could be right or wrong. But I'm not a Democratic strategist. I'm a political analyst. I think they said that today, but sometimes at the lower third. So when I'm on TV, I don't see what they have on the lower third. I don't even see the person I'm talking to. So now I'll go back and listen, but I got interviewed. Matter of fact, let me pull it up now, because when I heard it said political analyst, okay. Now, you might have saw at the bottom.
Yeah, at the bottom. At the bottom.
Okay. So
From last night, because that's.
So let's pull it up, because we want to make sure that we're being accurate.
Okay. Please do, because that's what brought me over here to ask you.
But guess what, though? But let me ask you this. Even if I was a Democrat strategist, what would you come up here to do?
No.
I'm just curious.
Oh, no. All I was going to ask you was about Biden, how you feel about if Biden.
Okay.
You know,
I
wasn't trolling.
I just thought I was going to get in trouble or something.
No. I don't know you. So when I saw it, I was like, yeah, I really don't know her. I didn't know she was a Democrat strategist. So.
And I see what you're saying. It says the headline says, where is Bernie Sanders? So let me give y'all media game. And by the way, this is what I normally charge for. The headline says, where has Bernie Sanders been the last three years? Damn strategist. So that's what the media likes to play. They like to pick and choose what they put on the headline, which I have no control over. Just like when I was telling Naheem, I was like, I don't have control over like what they say at the end of the beginning. But let me play live what he actually said when I was actually on the air. So let me play this right quick.
Okay, and check the lower third, too, if you don't mind.
Right, sure. So listen.
Bring in Democrat strategist.
Oh, he did say Democrat strategist.
There you go.
Yeah, he sure did. I'm a political analyst. Fox likes to position to show opposite side, one or the other. And so they tend to do that. I don't know why, because I'm not. I'm very clear that I am independent. I do lean more left, and I am a strategist. I have Tesla Figo Communications Group, so I do strategy, and I've done strategy for plenty of Democrats. So, and I can see why they would say that, because I was actually Bernie Sanders' racial justice director as well in 2016. So it's not far-fetched if they want to say Democratic strategist, but that's not how I introduce myself. And I'm glad you brought that up so I can clear it up, because I didn't even notice that he said that, especially on that particular hit. Let's play it. On that particular hit, I basically called out Bernie Sanders for fumbling the bag or fumbling his people and letting all his people down. So if they want to call it a Democrat strategist, I guess that's what it is.
OK, yeah, that's the only thing I had for you. And shout out to you, sis. But yeah, I'll start following you more.
Let's so listen to this part you. Right quick. Let's listen okay. to this so, since we got you up.
So you're saying Joe Biden hasn't been that progressive
waiting on that? Well, actually, Bernie Sanders, just to even be more clear, he said that Joe Biden was going to be one of the most progressive presidents of our time. And so we're still waiting on that. So, again, just to be honest about it, a lot of people are disappointed in Bernie Sanders. So
Tesla, you're saying Joe Biden hasn't been that progressive? Joe Biden spent more money than any president ever. Opened up the border.
According to a conservative, of course. According, a conservative say that he would be a socialist, but according to Bernie Sanders' meter, his benchmark on what a progressive is, he has not been. He is not Bernie Sanders. This is why the Bernie Sanders movement, this is why the progressive movement backed away from Bernie Sanders when he endorsed Joe Biden, because Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are not the same on the left. And so, and Joe Biden said out the gate he was a moderate. He was never going to be a socialist.
And then I think I went, but I already went away. But yeah, I also talked about Bernie Sanders, how he's sold his people down the river. And so I talked about that as well. So yeah, thank you for bringing that to my attention. It doesn't change, you know, my position. But yeah, Fox will do that. They will say Democrat strategist, because I guess that's just what they feel they need to have to be able to show the other side. But for clarity, for anybody in the room, I do lean more left. I do. The policies that I support are more on the left than on the right. I don't walk around saying, hey, I'm a Democrat. I am the state that I'm registered in. I'm a non-party affiliate, meaning I just go and I can vote in any primary, whether it be Republican or Democrat. But if I wanted to say I was a Democrat strategist effective today and the rest of my life, then I absolutely can say it. And it ain't nothing nobody can do about it, because the results are what they are.
All right. Shout out to you. And, you know, I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem, honey.
All right.
Any other questions? Anybody else got any other questions? Because, you know, y'all do say that a lot. And I'm not saying that brother's saying it, but, you know, I know in this Twitter space, I told you she was a Democrat. And so if I was, what? So if you find out I'm a Crip or a Piru, like, what's the next step? What's going to happen after that? You going to get P or what? Like, the policies that I align with, that I support as far as racial justice is concerned, as far as the judicial level is concerned, as social policies are concerned, they are on the left. Let's put that on the table. If I was voting selfishly for myself and only concerned with myself, then it probably will be for lower taxes, which is more of the Republican side of things, not conservative, but the Republican side of things. Am I pro-choice? Yes, I am. And it ain't fucking do about it. Do I think that everybody should have an abortion as a way of birth control? No, I don't. Do I think the least of these, the poor and the middle class, are best served more than likely on the left side? Yes. Do I think a lot of the programs on the left side cripple people? Yes. If I vote on my own personal, would I probably benefit more from voting as a Republican because I know how to go get the guy? I'm a for-profit organization? Yes. All of those things can be true. I represent one or the other. Am I a surrogate for one or the other? No. The man that I work for, Bernie Sanders, I call that whole movement being racist as hell. So you'll never catch me in a gotcha moment. I'm not saying that's what that brother did, but I'm saying if I was, like, y'all can't make me pick from Piru or Rolling 60s. Like, I know what gangbanging is for real life. So I did not hear them say that. But if they did say that, I'm totally fine with it. There's nothing that I need to edit and go back. I damn sure ain't a Republican strategist because I don't work with Republicans. So that's that. What's the next question? Elder Mac? You know, because y'all love thinking y'all caught some. I ain't saying it's what that brother did, but that's typically what y'all do. Oh, I didn't know you. And if I was, what? So what's happening?
What's happening? Y'all something else. So I have worked on over 50 campaigns on the local, the state, and the federal level. And all of them have been Democrat campaigns, except judge campaigns, because those don't run partisan, or a lot of the city commissioner campaigns, because they're not partisan. So yeah, that's what it is. I am a strategist. I have over 20 years in the game. I train people. Many of you have came to my training for the nonpartisan training. But yeah, all of my clients, with the exception of a few, have been Democrats. That's that. So I guess I can, we go ahead and say I'm a Democrat strategist. I flipped Michigan for Bernie Sanders. I was the only black person on the ground. So if that ain't strategy, I don't know what is. So that's that.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.